pay attention to the things that offend you, because God may be trying to heal you from those things.
It's one thing that you're like, all right, he doesn't do this. It's another thing to think that I'm not capable.
A lot of people don't realize that they're being vulnerable with somebody.
It goes with you showing up as you first.
People will be having a very strong reactions when they're retelling the story, and it be feeling like it's directed at me. It's like they're saying it as if the person was in front of them.
How can I make this message as clear as possible, as consistently as possible?
No matter what happens, at the core, you are still you.
You really get a hold of that. Everything that happens after that is literally just, what would this person who views the world in this scenario do?
There's nothing new under the sun.
I think she's saying wisdom is tried and true.
Let's just give credit to the creator, you know, or the original thinker.
Come on, that sound like a word. You got to give credit to the creator.
The sauce!
You got to cite your sauce.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Grey Area Podcast. Tonight's subject will be diving into the world. Say nah. So we saw this podcast clip. I didn't even see the whole podcast. But the clip stood out to me because in it they were saying pay attention to the things that offend you or and the things that draw you in. At the time when I saw it, I think it was around the time where I had asked myself, like, do I accept me? And I was asking myself why, in the acceptance episode, which will be linked up here, you'll see I had to ask myself, why is this thing offending me so much? Like, why do I feel so bothered by this? But in this clip, they were saying pretty much pay attention to the things that offend you, because God is possibly, and I'm paraphrasing, this might not have been the actual word, God may be trying to heal you from those things, and also pay attention to the things that draw you in. I think it was like a similar sentiment. So with all of that in mind, do you guys actually pay attention to the things that offend you past your moment of offense?
If it keeps happening, yeah.
So not off the first time, but if it continues to, if it pops up again, you'll start to pay attention.
Off the first time, I'm aware of it. Mm-hmm. But if it keeps happening, now it's a problem, I guess.
It's a problem because mm-hmm. it's a pattern?
A pattern.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, for me, it's the first time. I might even be asking in the middle of me being offended. I'm like, why is this annoying me so much? Because most of the time I'm not in that space. So when I get to that space, this is alarming because stuff doesn't usually bother me that much. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the times for me, my natural state is calm. So if I get there and something offends me, I'm asking myself why, offer mm-hmm. it.
That's good. I think for me personally, it depends on the degree of my response. Usually. So I do sometimes, or I used to get annoyed fairly quickly at things, but it takes me a long time to like get really mad. But I think that now I can kind of step back, but it's after I've already felt offended. So like toward the tail end of it, I ask myself if like why I'm so frustrated about this, especially if it feels like it's lingering, like the frustration is lingering, even though the moment happened like hours ago. I'm still sitting over here like it keep popping in my head like, you know what? Or I should have said, and then it's like, okay, well, you didn't say this and the moment is gone. And I'm tired of thinking about this. So let's get to the bottom of it. That's how I feel. Is there any one experience or one pattern that may continue to appear that you've been offended by the most in your life?
Disrespect.
That's good stuff. I mean, that's not good stuff.
That's a good discovery.
Good discovery. I like that.
Good realization, huh?
Mm-hmm. What about you?
For me, thinking it's in a similar vein, it ends up feeling disrespectful mm-hmm. when people think that I'm not capable of doing certain things because I don't do them. Like, you thinking that, it's one thing that you're like, all right, he doesn't do this. It's another thing to think that I'm not capable. And that usually ends up pissing me off a lot more because it's like, nah, it's not that I don't want to. It's not that I can't do it. It's because I choose not to. That usually annoys me more so than anything else.
Hmm. Okay. So yours is disrespect. Yours is people underestimating you.
I have another one that might be not as broad as disrespect. So when people say I said something that I didn't say, or they might add a word into a sentence I said, or take out a word, that bothers me.
When they basically change what you said, or what if they're saying it like this is how they heard it or how they interpreted it?
That's different than saying you said this.
Well, that's true.
Because at this point, it's like, okay, I misheard you. It's like I made a mistake. Not, it's your fault.
Mm. Okay. Okay, I definitely understand that. I think one thing that offends me that comes up or has come up as like a pattern throughout my life was people not listening to what I am saying. So whether it be in a space where, because this actually does happen often. I'll say something and then somebody will, it's like they're trying to read between the lines of what I said instead of just listening to what I said because I said what I meant. So I don't like that. I think it's because a lot of people don't actually say what they mean. So we get into the habit of people inferring things. So we feel like we have to read between the lines. And I'm like, this ain't a riddle. I wrote it plain. I said what I needed to say. Let's not try to add any extra sauce on it. This is it. Here it is. So that, or in certain scenarios where somebody, I may say something and then someone may dismiss me and then someone else will say the exact same thing that I said in the exact same way, exact same order, exact same tone. And then they'll be like, oh, that makes so much sense. I wish she would have just said that. And it's like, I did. Those were my words. So, yeah. Clearly, I'm still offended. So, what do you guys do to get over the offense? Do you just kind of let it fester out? Just kind of move on?
Slapping with some money.
What do guys do?
My new practice has been asking myself, is there any space where I do this exact same thing?
Mm, yeah.
That's been my new space. And usually, I can find an area where I do something similar, and then I'm able to extend a little bit more grace.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean I don't want to still hit him with the slab of money, but it allows me to give them a lot more room because I'm like, you know what? I can't say that this thing is that bad if I also do it.
Mm.
Like, what this reaction isn't, it doesn't make sense. It's not congruent, put it like that.
Mm.
So that's what's been helping me. It's a challenge. Some of y'all get on my nerves, but still working on it.
I feel like I've been asking myself that question more, but I just realized I don't always do it in every scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Like the scenario I was just talking about, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what about you?
Typically, I'll take a deep breath, and I'll be like, "What the."
That's not what I was expecting.
Somebody around, I'll be like, you heard what I said, right? Like, oh. So a lot of times I'll be cussing people out.
In your head?
Internally. Or quietly.
Mm. So you still express it.
Yeah.
You express it and then it just kind of goes away?
It's out now.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's in the ethers.
Mm, that's good stuff. I think for me, sometimes I'll ask myself the question, like I said, depending on the degree. I think that's what it is. Depending on the degree of my offense, that's when I'll determine if I ask myself that question or sometimes I just do somatic exercises.
Sometimes I, like how I was saying, the first time I'm aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I ask, is it me? Like, is my energy off?
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. But
if it keep happening, now y'all doing this on purpose.
Right.
You're doing this on purpose, dog.
First time was an accident. Second time on purpose.
Second time was a choice. But yeah, I definitely agree. Do y'all feel like y'all get offended often?
Not offended often. I get annoyed often.
Mm. Yeah, I'm in a similar space. Offense, it gotta be, again, for me, it's those scenarios where people think I'm not capable of doing certain stuff. And it's stuff that is like, it might be stuff that people who know me should know that I'm willing to do this, but you think I can't. And that usually be like, yo, bro, I can understand this from a stranger.
Right.
But you know me. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the stuff that usually offends me more.
Do you go ahead and like do it?
Yeah, I always do. Yeah, I always do it.
Man, you can't drop three projects in one year.
Not three full length projects. That's actually good quality. You mixed, mastered, made the beats, wrote it. You don't add emotion. Come on, you can't do that.
All right.
Come on, man. It's already June.
That guy's funny.
Challenge accepted. Y'all check the description just in case. Just in case. But I don't think I get offended often. I think when it happens, it'd be deep though. Like when I do get offended, like actually offended, it'd be burning me up inside. I'd be ready to punch the walls. You know, go to a rage room. You know, really get the emotions out. You know, put up a dartboard with their face on it.
I was going to ask, what was the other half of the question? The first half. The second half was what you don't, what bothers you. The first half was follow.
What draws you in.
Oh, what draws you in. Yeah. The things that draw you in. I think, so I guess the things that offend you, you kind of push away.
Polarity. Mm-hmm. I was just saying polarity. It just sounds like
And then the things that draw you in, like, yeah, it draws you in. You pull it closer. So what things do y'all typically, I guess, find draws you in? Are there any types of, like, things, people's conversations, have you noticed there being things that actually just draw you in?
Great conversation. Attractive people, teeth, nice teeth, they draw me in.
I did not know we was going for physical attributes.
Either.
He's gonna be like, yeah, teeth, clean hair, clean skin.
Okay,
quietness.
So quietness, like when a person is quiet.
Just like when the environment is quiet, like when a space is quiet. I love that.
So, let me rephrase.
All right.
Is there, when you are, let's say you're watching TV or comedy or a sermon or anything like that, or you're interacting with someone, is there something that you notice that would typically draw you in? I don't know if that was a better question.
I was about to say the same answer.
Let's go on to you, Jumani.
What draws me in?
Oh, I know another thing too. Mm-hmm. How they dress. How people dress draws me in.
You are very, like, I guess, like, physical, like, you see things. Like,
I see
you live with your eyes.
You're very visual.
Visual in my mind's eye. That's where the conversation come in. Mm-hmm. The peace and quiet, the tranquility. If I don't got eyes, I don't got nothing. Because I think I view things with my eyes. One, because I don't be able to see a lot. Like, I can see, but not that far. So if you're close enough for me to see, I'd be like, wow, that's good. And also, you can tell a lot about somebody by how they present themselves.
I was thinking you were going to say you you see, or you're more visual because you're an artist.
That could be it too.
You know, paint, drawing,
that was
colors.
That was the obvious.
Yeah, that's the easy. Okay.
Designer, like,
I know I'm an artist, man. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought that was okay. What about you?
What draws me in? I'll say in general. I mean, of course, good conversation. What kind of conversation? I'm always a sucker for conversations about how people think and how people got to where they where they are. That's my thing. But outside of that, it's funny because on the one hand, things that I don't want to say offend me, but things that make me like, what is this? What are you trying to say? Like, especially if I'm online and I'm watching something, not what are you trying to say, more so like, that's an off-the-wall opinion. Mm. And sometimes that'll catch me because I'm thinking to myself, you can't be this dumb. And then me going through the process of listening to you try to explain, and I'm like, maybe you're not dumb. Maybe I'm just misunderstanding what you're trying to say. Let me watch a little bit more. And then by the end of it, I'm like, what is this? So I think it's the same. It's almost, on the negative side, it's the same thing like that. If I'm kind of offended or something that kind of challenges how I normally view the world. And then on the positive side, yeah, just good conversation, good energy, people who, not even just people, but just, I don't know, creative stuff. Creative stuff kind of draws me in a lot of times. A lot of creative stuff, like watching people's processes and stuff like that. Just the entire creative process draws me in a lot.
Y'all interesting people.
Are you interesting?
I don't know. We're about to find out. All right. So the things that draw me in, I feel like people's stories, draw me in. Like their actual stories, even especially like people that I meet in person, because you don't realize it. Or I feel like they don't realize it. Like, there have been people that, especially at this job, that they say they're not a people person, or they don't really like people, or sometimes it's like a thing where some people are like just misunderstood, but for some reason they feel comfortable enough to talk to me. And I honestly, it's been like that my entire life. Random people will just talk to me about like whatever is going on in their life, and I'll be like, whoa, I just met you 5 minutes ago. But you slowly start to understand their story and why they think the way they think, or what their perspective is on the world or on the environment that they're in, and you really just start to see who they are. And I think that that's very cool. It draws me in, especially because a lot of people don't realize that they're doing, a lot of people don't realize that they're being vulnerable with somebody. They just think like, part of it is just like, I'm just giving my opinion, but I got good conversation. But I also listen. So when you talk to me, I'm actually listening to what you're saying and I'm intrigued by it. And I think that is very interesting to me. That draws me in a lot. A good story. Even if it's TV shows, if it's a comedy show, like the way you tie in a story or your story, like however it loops back. Because for some reason, even if you're not actually telling your overall story, as you get the little pieces and you see how people operate, it somehow loops back to maybe something that they told you in the beginning, or a moment that happened before y'all actually started speaking to each other, or y'all formally met or whatever. And it's just so interesting.
That's why I was still at work talking. Stuff has been happening. I ain't even tell y'all about what's been happening. Stuff been happening. And did y'all see on my thing when I was like, I feel like somebody's trying to get me fired.
I remember you telling me that.
It on Instagram in the little
notes. The thought bubble?
Yeah, the thought bubble, yeah. After that day, stuff been happening. So I was telling the person who came in after me this story, but as I'm telling the story, I got to tell other stories to connect the dots, because
for some reason, I know everything.
Like, it's not for some reason. You the most reliable person.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all right. Go ahead.
I know everything. Somebody had came to me, asked me a question like a month or two ago. I was like, hey, yo, I got a question, some advice. Should I mess with such and such? Because I was like, nah, it's not worth it. Don't do that. I was like, yeah, don't do it, blah, blah, blah. Come fast forward, the leasing office is closed. They call and they ask to speak with me, not my name, but the position. He said, can I speak with? And in my mind, I'm like, why you had called to ask me? But you want to remain anonymous. This is just a lot going on. But I'm telling the story. I'm giving a recap of the story of everything that I've been happening. But it keep going back to different stories. And I got off at 11.
Yeah.
I got here at like 12:30.
Yeah. I was asleep.
Yeah, I mean, it was having conversation. Conversation.
Like, maybe he went to a bar or something after.
Nah. But I say that to say, the conversations,
they do
a loop.
Mm-hmm. Like, circle back, yeah.
And it goes with you being, you showing up as you first.
Right.
So you able, like you were saying, people feel a lot more comfortable around you. Because people be wanting to talk, people be wanting community, people be wanting to know that what I say is safe with you. Like, mm-hmm. Everybody not going to know if I come tell you.
Right.
So it's easy for people to be vulnerable on accident when they feel safe with you.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest things that I come to appreciate is when I'm driving and people fall asleep in the car.
You told me that before.
Mm-hmm. Like, that means you feel safe with me behind the wheel.
Now, mm-hmm. I think about that when I'm driving and people fall asleep. I'd be like, yeah. Because if I'm here in the car, sometimes I do fall asleep and I don't feel safe and something wakes me up. And I, you know, y'all never did that? That's when the car just slammed on the brakes and
I didn't just wake up randomly with that.
That happened to me before. I was asleep and the car slammed on the brakes. I was like,
it's a four-way stop. Yeah. My bad. I just thought it was, we had a moment. My bad.
The car's not moving. It's not moving. You're getting so gas.
We actually parked already. They went to get some snacks. So, you know,
you want something.
Y'all know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh man, but yeah, it does. It loops back, and it's a cool experience. Like when you realize that you're in that experience, or you're getting the fullness of the story, because that's also how a lot of TV shows go too. It's like, this is how they write them.
Yeah, it's like, I'm the only person who knows. Like, the viewer is the only person who knows that Sarah did this 2 days ago.
Right.
This is why Matt is upset. Mm-hmm. She didn't answer the phone.
And I was there.
She was at the pool. He didn't know.
But, yo, I swear to you, and this is what I was going to say too, I feel like in most of the scenarios that I've been in my life, even with people I work with, even my coworkers, I feel like I'm the cameraman in Abbott Elementary when something happened and they just looking and they looking around.
Why'd you look at the camera?
I did. That's what I did the first time. Yeah, because I realized y'all couldn't see me. So that's why. So something we have in it, and then like, it'll be like I'm the only person on the I can see myself being in breaking the fourth wall, like, or see them breaking the fourth wall. So like, one example, I'm at work and somebody's a resident asked to see somebody, see the maintenance person, and he like, when am I gonna get rest? And he start going like, and then I'm just sitting there like, okay, I feel like this wasn't supposed to be I wasn't supposed to be privy to this expression. Like, this was supposed to be in your head, but it just said, like, when am I gonna rest? They don't expect me to rest. I'm like, word, I can tell them that you busy if you good. But I feel like that usually happens. That'd be funny to me because, again, it's all character stuff. And it's the same thing with TV shows. I really enjoy characters, and they represent so much about how we all operate and whatever. So when I see certain people, especially when I see people with very strong reactions, because people will be having very strong reactions when they're retelling the story, and it be feeling like it's directed at me. right? But I know it's not, they're not talking to me, but they're, it's like they're saying it as if the person was in front of them. Mm-hmm. But you're not about to play in my face. And I'd be like, I'm calm the entire
smack
time.
Smack him with
someone. Right? I'm sitting there like, I know you're not about to, you're not about to, you ain't, you're not saying that to me. I know I'll let you get it off, but you're not really saying that to me.
Let me move out of the way. So we both know that. It's an imaginary person right there. I might get offended.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Don't let me get offended out here. I'm have to, everybody gets offended.
I'm going to have to reflect. We're going to have a whole pot about it.
Oh, right. Man. But yeah, it just be, it be, I feel like it's a lot of those moments. And those moments really be drawing me in because it be, I'd also be wondering, how did we get here? Mm-hmm. That really be catching me. Like, how do we, you came in here on 10. And I don't really want to deal with people on 10, but y'all be on 10 and then y'all come to me and y'all get to 8 so that y'all can explain the story.
Right.
And I'd be like, I don't really want to know, but I'm here now. And it's like, well, what's the next part of the development story? Right. You came in here and you was like, man, I can wait till I see him. Oh, he calling right now. I'll be right back. And they'd be like,
no, answer phone.
Yeah,
right,
I'd be
here.
Like, hold on, wait, what's happening?
I'm locked in.
It's no commercials. Yeah. In no life.
Yeah, yeah, now I got to go ahead and just deal with somebody else. And I'm thinking,
wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd be like, God dang.
But he ain't coming back
at all. And then I come back, and then they come back, and then the situation either be diffused or maybe it went to 20, and I'm like, golly, whose man's is this? But yeah, so those things be, and of course the good energy, the good vibes, people being still calm. Peaceful, serenity, all of that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I was going to say, because you was talking about characters and character development and stories and stuff like that, then I started thinking about branding and your own brand and what we do. We have to create the characters or be the character in our own story and create other characters. And even if you're talking about target audience and stuff, they're literally, you're literally creating a character and speaking to that character. Mm-hmm. So I just started thinking about how cool it is or interesting it is. This may draw me in. How writers, screenwriters and stuff like that create the character and keep the character consistent. Mm-hmm. So like, regardless of what's going on, this character is going to be like this. Mm-hmm. I'm working on, or yeah, in my mind, I'm thinking about how can I do that with my own. So regardless of what's going on, regardless of who like what I do, who don't like it, what response I'm getting, if I'm getting no response at all, even if I like it, if this is the message that I'm giving, how can I make this message as clear as possible, as consistently as possible, across the board? That was a lot, but that's where my mind be going.
So it's kind of like how to draw other people in.
Yeah, I mean, because in essence, what draws you in can also draw other people in. It's magnetic. So,
but
whatever it is, yeah.
I think it is the same thing as the character development, right? So, when you have a really good protagonist, right?
That's the good guy.
Yeah, that's the good guy. Yeah, antagonist.
I only know that because I put it in the song. When I was talking about Luffy and Lonely Show.
So, when you have a really good protagonist or just, like, really good character development, like, you go on this journey with this person who initially, I guess you could even, sometimes it's a zero to hero story, but, like, you go on this journey with this person who may be discovering themselves or maybe discovering the depths of their talent or maybe discovering that they are an adult, you know, like us millennials. And I think that how we just talked about like the different pieces of the stories coming together, I think the thing is just to stay, no matter what happens, at the core, you are still you, right? And like if you think of it just as a human being, a lot of times at the core, who we were as a child, we are that person. But life's experiences, life's stories, life's interaction have altered the appearance of it. If you think of it like your art, when you were little, you used to just sit around and draw. You would just sit around and draw. There are so many people who used to just sit around and draw, or used to just sit around and color or do whatever type of thing, at the end of the day, no matter what you're doing, if you decide to have a fashion line or if you decide to write a cookbook or if you continue with music or whatever you decide to do, at the core, you still gonna see Lil B and Breeze drawing. And I know that that's you, or I still know that you talk like you, like whether it's talks on the walk or you're on a podcast or something like that. It's like getting to know the person and the layers, the different experiences, like I say, they change the perspective on the outside, but I get to know you, the person. I think a lot of times when I'm meeting people, and the one of the cool things about like learning your story through however you're interacting with me, I and this might just be one of my gifts, but I still have a way of seeing who you are at the core. Like even in this moment where maybe you just got pissed off at something and you screaming, or maybe you you're like super happy, or like I understand your reaction to this, or I understand why you are thinking like this, or this makes sense for who you are. Not just as the character that you presented to me, but as the person. And I think that's like how you maintain the consistency, is because I got a glimpse of you, the person, not just you, the character. And a lot of people just want to present just the character. So then you kind of get lost in that. And then when you realize, like, they get tired of like, okay, I don't want to do that no more. And it's like, well, that's just because this was a character. This wasn't a glimpse of who you are. Because when it's a glimpse of who you are, like you might have some days where you don't want to do certain things, or you might be tired because essentially, you know, all of this stuff winds up kind of being a job in a sense, or in actuality. But at the core, it's like, I'm still about to sit down and draw though. I might not record it for you, but you know me, that I'm about to sit down and draw this.
I'll be telling myself that. It's funny that you said that about drawing, because I'll be telling myself that my superpower is the fact that I can draw.
Yeah.
So I could paint because I know how to draw. Like, my painting's be coming out good because I know how to draw. Mm-hmm. They better now because I'm learning how to paint. But the fact that I know how to draw, all I'm doing is filling in the, like, I'm coloring.
Mm-hmm.
My music, I'm painting a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally. The designs that I've done is because I could draw. Not because I just know how to. Most of the time, I don't be knowing what I'll be doing, but I know that I can draw. Mm-hmm. I know if I see it here, and give me a pen and a paper, or a pencil on the paper, I could draw what I see in here.
Yeah. I think a lot of the consistency is remembering, like you said, remember who the character was at their core, right? So once you have the character at the core, and it's really the way they see the world. And if you can mm-hmm. get a glimpse of the way they see the world and you really get a hold of that, everything that happens after that is literally just, what would this person who views the world in this scenario do?
Or say, good. Or be.
Hold on. I didn't know that I was going to need a notepad for this.
Hey, yo.
Let me get out
let me go get my
Damani notepad.
Oh, the callback is crazy.
Crazy. Y'all don't see that.
It's going yeah. Click the video. When you watch the video yeah. we referred to in the beginning of this, you'll understand. But
yeah, so it's that. It's literally in a shorter way, to be honest, is you know how people be saying that with Will Smith in movies, it just be like Will Smith in different scenarios. That's really what it is with everything else. We're just seeing like, I wonder what Breeze would do in this scenario, and then you putting them in the scenario with stuff that surrounds them and see how they will react based on the way that that person views the world, and then everything else goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
To that point, I love that, like just the fact or just the act of thinking about what would such and such do in this scenario, because 9 times out of 10 they would not do that. Like, yeah. Like if you if you come up to an obstacle and you're like, I don't know, dude, what would Sequoia do? And then you do whatever you did, you go ask Sequoia, like, I would have just
took a nap.
You know, talk to my plants. But made some tea.
I would have meditated. Yeah, I don't know what
you took action.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been me. I would have been zen. What are we talking about here?
But that's not the Sequoia I know.
That's true.
Yeah, and that just goes to show everything is going to be filtered through your lens anyway. So everything really is just coming through how you see the world. It's not like, even your interpretation of what somebody else would think. It's just your interpretation of what you think that they would think, which is still you. It's still you all times. So it's your lens is always dominating everything that you're doing. When it comes to developing characters, or just people in general, when you're listening to them, you can really see once you had enough conversation with them, you can really see like, oh, because you view the world this way, that offended you. Mm-hmm. Because you view the world this way, that was funny to you. That's the reason why everybody's humor isn't the same, because if you didn't grow up a certain way, you may not know that that's funny. Right. You may not know if you didn't grow up in...
Or if you experienced this.
Then it's funny.
It's not funny because mm-hmm. I just went through this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't laughing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's good.
What?
Need to open up your notes at?
I was going to... I don't know. I don't remember what you said. For me to say, open up my nose app, but it was actually good. I wanted to remember.
Oh, your perspective?
You can go ahead.
But I was just going to say that's a really good way to actually look at things. Even when you're meeting people, but also just when you go out into the world and you think about character development. Okay, well, if I'm the main character, we always talk about main character energy. If I'm the main character in my story, how do I see the world? Like, really thinking about, like, what is my perspective on this? Because I think we get so lost and caught up in everybody else's perspective or what we think our perspective should be. But, like, when you really go outside and, like, you look around, what is your perspective on your surroundings? Or what's your perspective on just, like, yourself? I think that's really powerful, because then you can actually, if you don't like it, if you don't like your perspective, you can change it. Or if you don't fully know your perspective, you can take a moment and like get to know what your perspective is. Like really just think about certain things, because we definitely get lost. We get lost in so many other people's perspectives, especially now, because you can hear everybody else's opinion all the time, 24/7, that a lot of people it's just like copy and paste. They're just saying that this is their perspective or their opinion because they heard this other person say it. And it sounds like it should be right because they said it so confidently. So it has to be how I'm supposed to see the world. Or maybe you grew up in a certain area and this is how the people around you viewed the world. So you're like, well, this got to be how I view the world. But now you're in a different environment. And it's challenging your worldview. So just allowing yourself to just kind of open up. But when you think about it from the perspective of target audience or branding or anything like that, it really, honestly, everything I just said, it literally just comes from, okay, well, how do I view the world right now? And how do I want to view the world? Like, or how does the person that I desire to be or, exude actually view the world? And that's what I think it comes down.
Yeah, based off all the information that I gathered from what y'all, from the wisdom that y'all just shared, is it all goes down. Well, it all comes back to the messaging. So like perspective. How do you feel? Like at the core. Like basically your values. What you value and your values and morals.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, your messaging. So when I go out into the world, I'm experience in life from this certain perspective. And it was something else that I was going to say, but I lost it. But it'll come back.
Like, even when you're talking to people and you start to, like, learn their stories, you'll start to understand, even if you don't necessarily know who they are at the core, some people you'll find out that, oh, you don't feel safe enough to expose who you are at the core or allow somebody to see that part of you. And it might be the most innocent, sweet, pure version of you, but you just won't allow it because you're not trusting of it. But that even is very telling of, like, who this person is and what they may have experienced. You may not know completely, like, what happened. What was the inciting incident? Most people don't know. But from a character development level, you can, like, use that to reflect, or you can use that just to get to know a person or to understand, like, give them grace, like how you mentioned. I can give you grace because I can see from this interaction that you are not trusting enough to allow yourself to be who you truly are in this moment.
Yeah. And I was going to say, to that point, when it comes to grace, something that, and I don't know, you know, everybody was sharing their superpowers. I don't know if this is definitely a superpower.
I didn't share mine.
You started. You was the one that was saying that you'd be able to see people at their core.
Oh, I didn't say it was a superpower, but I did say a gift. Okay, I forgot about that. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, my bad.
Anyway, when it comes to the... Anyway, we gonna come back, never mind.
He said you listen.
Oh, I did listen. Oh, I didn't hear what you said. My bad. So when it comes to giving people grace, I realized something for myself. There hasn't been everybody's experience I don't understand. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been an emotion that people have displayed to me that I don't understand or I can't relate to. So people will have a reaction to something. And I may be like, I don't know if that warranted that reaction, but I'm like, I can understand how you feel. And that's really something that's helped me a lot. And something else that really, the reason why I'm just going to say people is what draws me in. It's one of the things that draws me in, since we're circling back a little bit. But the reason why is because one of the things that I started doing that really changed the game is, like, asking me, what is it like to be this person? Mm. Right. Either, and it could be them, they'll be like, oh, I went out skiing. And I'm like, all right, well, what was that like? Because all we're really doing, at least when we're trying to connect with people, is trying to figure out what is it like to be you, and what is me, I'm trying to share what it's like to be me. And so when I started doing that, I'm looking at people, and even there's been people that have been pissing me off. And then when I actually just look at them, I'm like, what is it like to be you? And I'm like, okay, you seem a little tired. So, like, maybe you had a terrible day, you literally had, like, I can see the bags. Like, your wig is crooked. So, whatever happened before here, respectfully, is whatever happened before here, you must have had a rough day, and I just may have been the person that's catching it. And if I had a day like you, maybe I would react the same way. So, it's like, that's what's really been, now when I look at people be pissing me off, but they be like, I don't know what you went through before you got here, but that didn't have nothing to do with me. But if I was in your shoes, I might end up like that. My man, what were you gonna say?
I might smack you with some money.
Like, I was gonna tell a joke like that.
Oh, my. Sorry. Oh, man.
One of the things that I was gonna say, though, this was the thought that I forgot, but it's back down. So it goes back to messaging. And when you listen to multiple interviews by different people, I mean, when you listen to multiple interviews by the same person, they always be saying the same thing. Like, they constantly say the same thing because this is their messaging. Mm-hmm. Like, their messaging be consistent. And it's like, you watch so many interviews, they might give you different gems here and there, but at the core, this is the message. Mm-hmm. And as up-and-coming creatives, is that the correct word? Up and coming? Yeah, up and coming creators.
Oh, that's creators.
Yeah, you could take up the up and coming.
Yeah, we just creators.
Oh, yeah, we just creators. All right, so ixnay on the up and coming. As creators, it's important to understand your messaging. Know your messaging. Like, know what you're here for. It don't even got to be... Yeah, so at the end of the day, you don't got to worry about them because we create for us. And if we resonate with the messaging, they, the right days or the right who's, will resonate with the messaging as well. Mm-hmm. Or how's it be working?
So what's your message?
I see you. Medaya.
I was about to say, it sounded like you was about to speak a different language. Mm-hmm. But then you started speaking Patois. What's your message?
This is what it feels like to live without limits.
Ooh, that's good stuff. Y'all got some good, I see you. Mm-hmm. Oh, Medaya, me here. Mm-hmm. I'm here. Sorry. Like how lost in translation.
Woo! What about you? What is your message, huh?
I'm so glad you asked. My message is to love yourself unapologetically and I'm trying to think of how to phrase this sentence, but I guess essentially my message is that self-love is the foundation of truly living a positively abundant life.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
That's my message.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the message, I just want to say real quick, the point that you made about them, everybody in the interview being consistent, I had just realized that maybe 2-3 weeks ago. And I was telling myself, I don't know why I thought I had to come up with new wisdom every...
Yeah, talk to the so much. What you saying? Same thing. Life is easy. Life ain't hard. Life ain't nothing. Come on the podcast. Yeah.
Life
it
is
don't
got to
be like that. I'm a stand on easy. Yeah. I said that earlier. That's why I got to be consistent.
Yeah.
So they know when I be like, how you doing? I'm amazing. Mm. Oh, because life is easy. Yes, life is very easy. Yes. I get everything I want. Mm-hmm. Abundance.
Overflow. The sauce!
I was gonna do that.
My bad.
The sauce!
Yeah! But, yeah, I don't know why I thought that had to drop a new gem every time. People have been dropping the same gem. I watch, I don't know how many Maya Angelou interviews. She was dropping some of the same gems to the new face, same person.
And that was the new Maya Angelou. That was that's taking the old Maya Angelou gem.
Come on. I'm like,
spread it to the world.
I'm like, wow, I thought I needed to come up with new gems every time.
Like,
it was
the time I had watched the whole, it was like an AI thingy in somebody else's voice, and Shirai sent the same thing.
Oh, yeah, same exact video.
And I'm listening. I'm like, I just listened to this yesterday, but it was in Maya Angelou's voice. Then I'll go back and I'll play the other video and I'm like, these are the same exact words. I don't know why I talk like this.
Yeah.
Like, they should be recycling. That'd be one thing about social media that I don't be liking. Like, I watched the original creator. Like, I watched the very first person who did something. And then the next day or a couple of days later, somebody else saying the exact same thing. And then I go back to the original video and I'm like, okay, they said this 2 days ago. Oh, this was just posted 9 hours ago. I'm like, y'all took the whole.
Well, I think sometimes it's just people just taking people's stuff. But then I also think that it kind of lends to the idea because, I mean, it kind of lends to the idea that nothing is new. There's nothing new under the sun.
Because people be stealing.
No, but not just that. Even if, I mean.
Amen.
They do. Amen. But I'm also thinking about, like, before social media. Mm-hmm. Like, there were other people still saying the same messages and stuff like that. So, just, like, really thinking.
Verbatim?
Listen, I said some people be stealing, but I didn't. Yeah. Some people just have the same line of thinking, but some people be, like, the ones that you saying the same thing as them verbatim, like, that means, like.
Yeah.
All right, you took this from somebody.
Yeah, I think she's saying wisdom is tried and true. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's stood the test of time. It's everlasting.
Everlasting.
The common, right? It's the everlasting. They ain't wise. They common.
Yeah, it's hilarious. But I mean, the messaging. I mean, sometimes the wisdom can be common.
Yeah, and sometimes it's a thing where like not everybody accepts, this goes back to the thing that I said offended me earlier. Not everybody accepts the same message depending on who said it. Because I've literally been in rooms where I said something and then Damani said it verbatim. And they were like, well, why didn't she just say that? I did. He just repeated my words because you weren't listening to me. So some people just won't listen to the original message because of the messenger. Like there might have been a lot of people who dismissed that Maya Angelou video with the AI voice because it was Maya Angelou, but then listen to the other one that Sherrod sent us because it was somebody else or it was just AI.
And I mean, quiet is kept. Again, this is, we all are guilty of it. Everybody is guilty of it. There'd be times where if we send you an old song and you'd be like, I don't really like it, but the remix, I'm all for the remix. They sampled, like, the whole sample is them singing. Like, I ain't really like the original. But the remix, yeah, like that's the original. My joint. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Because they remixed it.
But sometimes it's the same message.
The message has not changed.
A lot of times it'd be the same message.
Different words.
No, sometimes it don't be different words.
Oh, I like their rendition better.
But same thing. You might not have liked the original messenger. You like the message. You need a different messenger just to get
rid of the message across.
To get the message across.
Yeah. And I also think sometimes people, they'll hear something, they'll let it bake for a day or two, and then it'll process, and then they start saying the thing that they heard and forget that they heard it
from Maya Angelou.
You heard it from Maya Angelou, not the AI acting like Maya Angelou, but saying it in Morgan Freeman's voice. It's just, yeah.
But that's also why for our podcast, I try to link the videos of where we got, like, the question or if we were inspired by something, because I didn't make this up. Some stuff we did make up. A lot. Actually, most of this podcast was just original questions. But, like, if we do see something somewhere, let's just give credit to the creator, you know, or the original thinker.
Come on, that sound like a word. You got to give credit to the creator.
To the source!
You got to cite your source.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
But no, I think it's super imperative, especially if you're going to be spreading wisdom, to give credit to the place that you got it from. Because even if you're the first person to share it, give credit to where you got it from, because you wouldn't have gotten it had it not been for the person. And then it'd just be a bunch of people thieving and conniving.
Yeah.
That's all you get.
Christopher Columbus.
Crazy.
Christopher Cologne.
What?
That was his original name.
Cologne?
Cologne.
Like the scent?
It wasn't spelled like the scent, but it's pronounced like the scent. Christopher Cologne.
Listen, I do my best to, like, not learn
any more information about white history.
I learned that back in grade school.
Oh, back in the day.
When I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
But yeah. Any more thoughts about what draws you in and what offends you?
Pay attention. Pay attention. And you know, the attention will pay you back. I'm going to link that episode up here. Yep, it'll be up here. Y'all got any final thoughts?
Be consistent with your messaging when you show up as you.
Yes.
It's okay to grow and evolve, but at the core,
be you. Still nothing? All right, thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I'm Shaquille D.
Bodman Reasons in Ear.
It's your boy, Damani.
And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload.
Ding.
And also join the Patreon if you want to watch this podcast live and early, as well as join in on the conversation, because we absolutely love when you guys do that. Definitely join the Patreon. You'll get access to watch this podcast live as well as other content. And check in the description and check out what we got going on. We have paintings. We have different things. Make a purchase. We appreciate it. It'll help us to grow this podcast, to make higher quality and better quality content for you guys. Y'all been watching us evolve for a while. So, you know, support. But we will see you guys next week. If you like this episode, you are going to love the one that's linked up on the screen.
Bye. Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another J.
Ah, get on my face. Ah, get on my face. Get on my
motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.